What exactly, under Australian law, is a charity? What do you have to do if you're out there having a chook raffle or, raising funds for a good cause? What do you have to do to meet the legal definition of charity here in Australia and for the purposes, I guess, of getting tax status, but also in terms of us knowing that you are legitimately a charity? Well, it's been for a very long time a big grey area. The definition started out in an English statute of Parliament going back to the time of Elizabeth I, and primarily defining what a charity is has been left in the hands of judges over the years, the common law, as we call it, decisions of courts. And this has led to something of a grey area, which not that long ago the federal government tried to address by getting some legislation through the parliament to introduce a statutory definition of charity, which went through the parliament back in June of this year. Now, I ask this because in the past couple of weeks we had an event here in Cairns. It was called the Colour Run. Maybe you took part in it. It was widely understood in the community that this was an event of a charitable nature. Concerns have been raised since then that perhaps it wasn't entirely the most accurate of pictures. The people who put it on, the Colour Run, if you dig down on their website, make no particular secret of the fact that they are a for-profit company that, along the way in conducting its business, makes donations to charity. It raises the question, though, when you're approached by an organisation for a donation or support of something that you are encouraged or inclined to believe is a charity, how do you check it out? How do you be sure that you are dealing with a charity? I mean, certainly there are elements of scammongering around the place, but having satisfied yourself that it's not a scam, how do you then go through and check that it is in fact a charity and what you and I might mean by that word? Well, it's a question that has been on the minds of the people of the consumer advocacy group Choice for a time now. They've been looking at some research into this. Tom Godfrey is the head of media with Choice. Tom, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
What if I bowled up to you in a pub or a coffee shop and said, Tom, what's a charity? What would you say?
Look, it's a very difficult question, but obviously charities are registered and they have to be registered to get their tax-deductible status. But as consumers, it's often very, very difficult to find out what the charity essentially donates its money to. So when you try to dig in and look at its financial reports, it can be very, very difficult indeed to find out how much of the money you're giving is actually going to the people at the end of the line who need it and how much of it gets siphoned off in the form of administrative costs.
Part of the cloud around this issue is possibly, you mentioned that tax deductibility thing. There are a lot of attempts at making some sort of legal statement about what constitutes a charity has almost always been for the purposes of whether or not a donation is tax deductible rather than informing the public about what a charity is.
Well, that's right. I mean, as consumers, we need to be on our guard when it comes to this, because obviously tax deductibility is one thing, but most people, in fact, 9 in 10 Australians give to charity each year. And what we need to know is that, you know, when we do that, our money is finding the right place. So it's actually getting to the people who need it most. And really, that's what the government was looking at back in June, is, you know, how can we ensure that the maximum amount of funds actually find the right place and go to the people that need them?
So how do I then, as Joe Public, satisfy myself about these issues? Where do I start?
Look, it's very difficult, but really what you've got to do before you even consider giving money is do your homework a little bit. So get the charity on the phone, get onto their website, request information through the post. You know, you've really got to do your homework when it comes to this. And as consumers, we need to keep these charities honest. So request their financial statements and get as much information as you can, because really the critical thing to ensuring that you don't get duped is to have a look at where the money is actually going and make sure that you're not giving to an organisation that is siphoning funds off to run a big administrative arm and the money isn't getting directly to the people that need it. Because, of course, the other alternative is to actually give directly and find charities that do give an increased proportion of the funds directly to the people in need.
The use of the internet these days, a powerful marketing tool. Before that, it was glossy brochures and perhaps community service announcements on the radio. And before that, it was a bloke going door to door. Are we any better equipped at putting the claim to scrutiny because of things like the web?
Well, look, The web does help. Obviously, you know, it's a good research tool, but we still have to have our wits about us. And, you know, while it might make a nice first point of call, look, try to get to meet with the people behind the charity, try to understand what it actually represents and where the money is going, because it can be a big black hole when it comes to a lot of these charities. And a lot of them are less than transparent on their websites, and many of them don't publish financial reports. So as a consumer, it's very hard to know where your money is going. And Australians are very generous people. As I said, 9 out of 10 of us like to donate to charities, but I think we owe it to the people that the charities are representing to make sure that we're doing our due diligence and ensuring that our money is actually getting through.
Are there telltale signs, things that you should be looking for during this process of scrutiny that ought to be ringing alarm bells?
Yeah, well, obviously, a lack of transparency. If they're not willing to disclose to you, as someone who's willing to donate funds, how much money they're taking in form of administration and what are the fundraising costs are, you want to see some granularity around the financials of where this money's going. Because really, that tells you how efficient the charity is at getting the money through to the people that need it.
We make a distinction here between the sorts of things we see in this part of the world. Often after a cyclone or a natural disaster, there'll be people who are just opportunistically masquerading for a day or two and they get a few $100 and move on. But here we are talking more about people who are in it or organisations that are in it for the longer term. And
Same rules apply, really. I mean, I think you've still got to do your homework. I mean, regardless of if it's a big organisation or a bloke coming and knocking on your door, be very hesitant to hand over money until you've done your homework, because ultimately we give to charity because we want to ensure that the money is getting through to the people that need it. So you owe it to the people down the end of the line who need your funds to make sure that you do your due diligence and that your money finds its way through, because if you don't do that, then not only are you disadvantaging yourself, you're disadvantaging the people who should be benefiting from it as well.
The event that gives rise to this discussion today, just a couple of weeks ago, the Colour Run, if you dig down deep enough on their website, you do find almost all the information except the proportion between what they keep for themselves and what they give to charity. Should that have rung some bells for people?
No, absolutely. I think, you know, that charity owes it to the people who have put forward the money to disclose how much they're actually going to be giving and how much they're taking in administrative costs. I don't think it's a very complicated thing for them to work out. You know, you'd hope that it was top of mind for them how much money was actually going to go through. And certainly when it comes to this, transparency is key. Transparency is key to ensure that the consumers who donate money have confidence in your charity. But it's also, it gives the people at the end of the line who receive these funds the confidence that, you know, this charity is actually acting in their interests, which is why they get the tax deductible status in the first place.
Tom, Choice obviously deals with such a wide range of issues, consumer, business. There's no end to the stuff that you might find across your desk on a given day. Does charity come up as an issue very often?
Yeah, and it certainly does. I mean, we've surveyed our consumers over many, many years. And 81% in one of the most recent surveys, 240 of our subscribers who responded, didn't actually know the proportion of the donation that reached the charity at the end of the line. So, you know, charity is a very big issue for consumers out there, and it's very worrying that people are giving this money without actually knowing how much of it is actually going to find it through to the people that need it.
All right, Tom, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for making time this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Thank you. Tom Godfrey is the head of media with the Choice Consumer Advocacy Group. You find Choice on the interweb. Just type in Choice, and it's usually the first one that comes up on the search engine.